This is Bill Felger with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of late summer. The second week of the restless Billy Goat Moon and the first week of the Sun in Virgo. When the Sun slides into Virgo and Billy Goats are really restless as mating time approaches, then Judas maples show their color bright orange in the otherwise solid green of the woodlots. And then catalpa trees start to turn pale. Buckeye leaves are browning under the high canopy. Patches of scarlet appear in the sumac and the poison ivy. Ash and cottonwood can be yellowing from the heat. In the perennial gardens, the last phlox, coneflower, and helianthus define the last days of the best time of year. Along the freeways, beds of white boneset have come into bloom beside the drifts of blue chicory and silver Queen Anne's lace. In the woods and pastures, you can find tall ironweed, wingstem, wild oxeye, small flowered agrimony, tall bellflower, white snake root, wild lettuce, sundrops, helal, wild cucumber, jump seed, tall coneflower, clearweed, touch me not, and goldenrod. Wild plums are ripe for jam. Woodland grapes are purple now. Some elderberries are ready for wine. And puffball mushrooms emerge among spring's rotting stems and leaves. Greenbrier berries darken. Crickets, cicadas, and katydids become more insistent. But cardinal song becomes fainter. Long flocks of blackbirds pursue the harvest. And cedar waxwings, the catbirds migrate south. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the fourth week of late summer. In the meantime, watch for all the small autumnal things that happen as the Earth changes its relationship to the Sun.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at WYSO.org.
Poor Will's Almanac is presented by Five Rivers Metro Parks, fostering physical and mental health through outdoor activities.